Okay, well, let's get this show rolling because it is 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. My name is Tobe. I am, in fact, the chairman. That's right, the chairman of this extraordinarily dubious goals committee. What am I doing? Well, I just sat down. The cat came in here and then she decided, oh, we're not going to do any kitty business. And so now the cat's in the other room getting a drink of water, it sounds like. And so that is our cue to drink the first tea of the day. Oh, yeah, I need that. Oh, good tea. A little hot, but very good. Very, very good. Ooh, I need this, let me tell you. Oh, so delicious. Oh, I had a rough night. Oh, that's good. Good tea, kids. Yeah, I sort of had a brutal night. I managed to go to bed at a decent hour, around 3:30, but shortly thereafter, I woke up because I was too hot, and that was strange, so I took off some covers, and then I don't know what happened. I got too cold, put the covers back on, and then I woke up again because the cat was making noise and doing crazy stuff down here, and then something else woke me up. Oh, just the sound of the rain woke me up, and then, oh, geez, I must have awakened 6 or 7 times. It was brutal. So I finally managed to get up exactly at noon. Good job. Good job, Tobe. So anyway, like I said, it is raining. And wait a second. What's going on in the other room? Is somebody building a sandcastle out of wheat? We're listening. I'm trying to hear. I don't hear anything. All I hear is sandcastle being built by the kitty. Is she gonna do some kitty poops? We're waiting. Listening to the silence in anticipation. There we go. We've got to get in there. Oh, yes. Regular listeners to this show, we'll know what that sound means. Yes, it's going to get a little bit stinky in here, but that's okay. Oh, so now we can sit back down and flip over to the Weather Channel because it's raining. It is raining and it's probably like 40 degrees. Aha, 39. 39 and rising. Looks like it's going to get a few degrees warmer. Possibly up to 45 degrees Fahrenheit. And so it's raining. Ooh, it's going to be in the 50s and sunny this weekend. Well, at least that's what they say. That'll be interesting. It's going to get wet and muddy. I mean, that's warm enough to go to Harrenhaven, but boy, it's going to be muddy because it's raining now. The rain is causing the snow to melt, so there's water all over the place. I wonder if we're going to get any flood warnings for the outlying area. I'm very curious. And gosh, this is really good tea. Cannot get enough. Oh, hot, 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 hot. So delicious. So delicious. Oh, yeah. I think I'm going to stay indoors today. How much more of this rain are we going to get? It's not raining all that hard, but... Oh, yeah, here we go. Flood watch from whenever to whatever. Elkhorn River. Aha. Yes. Looks like they're telling me that the Elkhorn River might flood. Well, but they're saying, oh, come on. Come on. Current river stage is 7 feet. Flood stage is at 14 feet. And they're thinking that that's going to go up by 7 feet tomorrow? That's unlikely. But, okay. Yeah, and they're saying there's going to be more thunderstorms tonight. It's going to be 58 tomorrow and rainy. Jeez. All right, so it looks like all the snow is going to melt all at once. That'll be interesting. That will be interesting. But I really don't see the Elkhorn River flooding. The Elkhorn River is this fun river just outside of Omaha. I could be there in 15 minutes. I wonder if we should go check it out. And it's a sort of narrow and fairly shallow river. Very slow moving, very calm. It's the type of river that people like to kayak. You know, it's perfect for beginning kayakers in that, you know, it's really slow, it's not too deep, and there's lots of fun nature to see. A lot of people like to drop kayaks in, or just, you know, inner tubes. Let's just float down the river for a while, because that's always a good idea. But the Elkhorn River flooding, geez, I don't know about that. I'm trying to think of where the low spot is. Is that Center Street? Is that Highway 90? Or is that Maple Street? No, Maple Street is 64. Maybe we should drive out there. Because strangely enough, yeah, I think Highway 90 is one of the low spots, and we could go out to Highway 90 and the river in about 15 or 20 minutes. Jeez, I kind of want to go out there. Good tea. Okay, finally, they're showing me the radar. Well, this rain's going to stop in about half an hour or less. Then we'll get more tonight, apparently. That'll be fun. Yay! Hooray for rain! And here's the weird part. All I can think about is should I go back to the store and buy some more of those gyoza? Yeah. Maybe I should. I only have 2 days worth of food. Well, that's not true. I got more than that, but... Yesterday, I went to the store. Yesterday, after physical therapy, I went to the grocery store. So I went to PT yesterday. They tied me into machines and commenced the modified Ludovico procedure. And if you get that reference, you are my friend. And then they tried to rip my arm off. They had... I think it was 13 or 14 burly, you know, hospital orderly dudes holding me down, while 3 or 4 others grabbing my arm and trying to rip it out of its socket, all while, you know, two or three doctor types wearing lab coats and glasses and beards had clipboards. One guy had an iPad and they were ticking little boxes as I screamed my head off. And then they let me go. And about half an hour later. Pippa, you don't really need to play with that stick. Oh, well, doesn't matter. And so then I decided to go to the grocery store. Was this a good idea? Not necessarily, because, you know, now I'm walking around in the grocery store and I always carry my basket in my left arm, which is my bad arm, the one that those people, you know, tried to remove. And so I'm walking around in the store going, ow, this is painful. Oh, maybe I should just hold the basket in my other hand. No, and then I got a better idea. Oh, I can use the basket as weight and I can exercise as I walk through the grocery store. So I'm walking through the grocery store doing little exercises with the basket in my bad arm. And my shoulder's getting a lot better. It's a lot better than it was. What am I up to? I'm probably up to like 80%, 85%, 90% of my full capacity shoulder movement and usage. It's feeling better. It's still sore and everything, but not nearly like it was. So I'm pretty happy. So while I was at the store, I was getting all the usual stuff that I needed. Got me some waffles. Got me some sausages. I sent up a sausage flare. And if you're unfamiliar with the concept of sausage flare, you go ahead and Google that. You're looking for an image. The image of a sausage flare. God, that's good tea. Man, killing it. So there I was, walking around in the grocery store with my bad shoulder. There was blood everywhere. No, I was not bleeding, but I was walking around in the store buying all the usual food. Then I thought, oh, I need to get something else to eat. I'm going into the frozen aisle. I'm going to grab some easy to deal with food. For these days when I have to go to physical therapy and, you know, I can't really spend the time to cook. You know, I can't spend the 20 minutes it would take to make rice and another 10 or 20 minutes to cook up some food. Because the weird thing is, I don't know if I've ever explained this. I have to eat in a certain window. If I don't, then I just make myself sicker. It's really weird. And so there are times when I need to be able to prepare food very fast, like within a minute or two, so I can get the food in me. It's all about timing. And so I was walking through the frozen food aisle thinking I might pick up, I don't even know what I was thinking because nothing sounded good. And while I was standing there in one of the freezer cases, I thought, oh, well, maybe I'll grab some of those egg rolls that I like. Remember these, the ones that are women owned, and they put that on the package really big? Women owned. Huh. Which is still strange to me, but so I'm standing there thinking about, and I'm looking at the egg rolls. They got a whole bunch, and I'm thinking, yeah, maybe I'll get some of those. Those are strangely good, all things considered. And they're, how much do they cost? I think they're $3.69. They're only, you know, 20 or 30 cents more than some regular crappy brand of frozen egg rolls that aren't any good. And these are actually good. These are actually decent. But anyway, I'm standing there looking at all the damn egg rolls. And suddenly I notice that there's a sign on the other shelf next to the egg rolls saying that all these gyoza are on sale for some pretty ridiculously cheap price. And I thought, huh. I thought. Perhaps I will buy some, because that actually kind of sounds even better than egg rolls right now. I was like, yeah, that does sound pretty good, so I got some. And yesterday, I ate them for lunch. And they were good. They were actually pretty good. I couldn't believe it. You know, I was expecting just some, you know, crappy frozen food version, but no, these were actually like the real thing. And I was like, wow, this is, I'm surprised. I am mildly shocked. Blah, 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 blah. And now, I've only been up for an hour. And now I'm already thinking about, I can't wait for lunch. I'm going to eat some more gyoza. Maybe I'll make some rice. Have some gyoza and rice. And now I'm thinking, I need to go back to the store and buy a whole bunch more at that lovely sale price. Because I do like it when yummy food is on sale. Do I really want to go out in the rain? Yeah, maybe. It's not that rainy. Plus, I think it's going to stop raining here shortly after this show gets over. So maybe I will go to the store. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. Get a whole bunch more gyoza. Have gyoza party. Oh, yeah. So anyway, other than drinking tea and eating gyoza, my big plan for today is to watch a football game. Sí. Es verdad. Oh. Good tea. I'm not sure when that game comes on. Does that game come on now? What channel is it on? I think it's on 36 today. Yes. Oh, yay. It's not on now. Is it on in an hour? Yes. No. The 1 hour pregame show. Jeez, they really need to have a 1 hour pregame show. I guess it's Champions League, maybe. I don't know. It's just annoying as hell. No, the game doesn't start for 2 hours. And of course, in best Channel 36 fashion, they're not telling me who's playing. But we can figure it out. Oh, Princess Diaries is on. And the way we figure out what's on is we scroll up to the Yo Hablo Español channels. Number 76. Octavos de final. Partido de vuelta. Juve. Recibe. Atletico Madrid in el Allianz Stadium en la ida disputada en la Wanda Metropolitano fue victoria 2-0 del Colchonero con goles de los uruguayos José María Jiménez y Diego Godín. Sweet. So the Juve game is on, and we do love Juve. I've got to email my mom. Yeah. Because my mom's been complaining. Last time I saw my mom a couple weeks ago, she's like, I can't find any games. Where are the games? Because, you know, they're all on different channels now. You know, every year, you know, there's an auction for the rights to play the various, you know, competitions. And so, yeah, that moves channels. My mom hasn't been able to find the games, the Champions League games, because they're on channel 36 instead of any of the ones that would make sense normally, 36 not being a sports channel. And so, what game are they actually going to show me on Channel 36? Let's go up to 99 to see what they've got. They've got Manchester City versus Schalke. Is it at Gelsenkirchen? En la ida disputada, en la Gelsenkirchen fue victoria
Tres a dos del City con goals de Agüero, blah, 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 blah.
So, yeah, we're waiting around for Champions League. Oh, we got to watch the Juventus game. Let's go, Juve. They're crushing it. My mom is actually a big fan of Juventus. This is an Italian team. A team that plays in the Italian league. It's called Serie A. The A series. The A league. And Juve, the old lady, Juventus, they're in first place in their league. And I don't think there's any way they can not win their league, because they're like 16 points ahead. It's a ridiculous lead. And so, yeah, and that's the other funny thing. Remember Real Madrid got knocked out? Real Madrid got knocked out of their league. They're not going to win their league. They got knocked out of their league cup, the Copa del Rey, and they got knocked out of the Champions League. No silverware for Real Madrid this year. Yeah, and this is the three-peat champion. Real Madrid has won the Champions League for the last 3 years, and now they're not even in it. They're not going to do anything in the league. They're not going to win their cup. Oh, my God. Maybe they shouldn't have sold Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah, maybe they shouldn't, because they're coming apart. And, oh, yeah, remember my prediction that Jose Mourinho would be in there as manager? Nope. Guess what? They took back Zinedine Zidane. God damn, I hate that guy. I hate Zinedine Zidane so much. Oh, there's no one I probably hate more in the football world. I mean, burning hatred. Burning, raging anger and hatred. Let's start a war kind of animosity. God damn, I hate that guy. But yeah, he's back at Real Madrid. What was Real Madrid's biggest mistake? What caused them to not win any silverware? No trophies this year. None. Zero. What caused this sudden demise? Well, was it the fact that they sold Cristiano Ronaldo a big factor? Yeah, it might have been. And who did they sell CR7 to? That's right. Juventus. Oh, I'm so happy. My mom really loves Juve. My mom has actually seen them play. And when I say my mom has seen Juventus play, I don't mean she has seen them on TV. She has been in Italy at the San Siro watching Juve. And this is back when Gigi Buffon was their goalkeeper. This was a few years ago. It wasn't all that long ago. So my mom's a big fan of Juve, also known as the old lady. They were the first Italian football team. So I got to make sure to contact my mom here in just a couple minutes to tell her that the Juve game might be on Channel 36. We don't know. They might play the Juve game or they might play the Man City game. We don't know. But we can still find it online because it's Bleacher Report. Blah, blah, blah. Got to email my mom. Oh, yeah. So, yeah. This is the second round of the knockout stages. The second round of the second half of the Champions League. The, what do they call it in America? The Elite Eight. So, we'll see what that happens. It goes at, or, well, blah, 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 blah. It'll be fun. Today's football day. It's Champions League day, and I do love Champions League. All right, if you're not familiar with the concept of Champions League, every football confederation has a Champions League. A football confederation is something like UEFA or CONCACAF or CONMEBOL. The confederations are the continental club for, you know, their region. So there is a European Champions League. It's called the UEFA Champions League. UEFA is the Union of European Football Associations. And so every European country who has a football league can send teams to the Champions League. The Champions League is made up of the champions of various leagues. So, you know, it's the champions of the French League and the champions of the Spanish League and the champions of the English League and the champions of the German League. And they all play in a separate league. The best of the best. And there are other Champions Leagues. There's one for CONCACAF. There's one for North America, one for South America, one for Asia, one for Oceania, one for Africa, etc., etc. But being as football started in England and moved to Europe fast, this tends to be the best, and it is. All the best football is really sort of in Europe, right? As such, the best Champions League is in Europe, and this is, like I said, it's a league for champions. So it's the best of the best of the best. Kind of like this tea. So everybody in the world loves the UEFA Champions League. Yeah. You know, yes, everybody loves their domestic league and their domestic team, but really what everybody in the world is rooting for is for their team to win the league so that they qualify for the Champions League. Of course, we don't have anything like that in America at all, but I think we should. If you look at American football, if you look at American college football, we have all these different conferences, right? There's the Big Ten, the Big 12, the ACC, the SEC, etc., etc. They should have a football tournament that takes the winners of all these, whatever, what did I just say? Conferences. They should take the winner of each conference, put them in another league, and let's have some more football. But no, we can't do that because we're Americans and we're pretty stupid and we don't really know what we're talking about. We just like to make sure that we're number one. And so we just make sure we have 35 teams that are number one so everybody can be number one. We're all number one because this is America. America. Yeah, and we all get trophies for participation. So just shove it up your... You have been listening to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day. Not kidding. Every single day at 1930 UTC, right here on Anon Radio, the streaming radio service of the Super Dimension Fortress. My name is Tobe. I've got football to watch and cat poop to scoop, so I gotta get out of here. So tune in tomorrow, kids. I'm gone.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.